Mat Men is brought to you by RX Bar is a whole food protein bar with no BS. Get 25% off your first order by going to rxbar.com/Andrew and using the promo code Andrew. That's rxbar.com/Andrew, promo code Andrew. And by Hover. Find a domain name for your great idea. Go to hover.com/Mat Men and get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that's hover.com/Mat Men. Hover, domain names for your ideas. Hey, everybody, welcome to Mat Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by the one, the only, the ultimate shamer, Rich Stamboulian.
Oh, you're this and that.
What kind of shaming do you do?
I do all kinds of shaming. You name it.
Body shaming, fat shaming, personality shaming, beauty shaming.
I have a 20-sided die. And on each side of the die is what I have to shame. It's like Two-Face in the, thing. So I roll the die, and it'll come out like money, and I'll money shame people.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you have too much money. Yeah. It's like rich shaming, and then there's poor shaming.
There's every type of shaming, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shame
perfect.
Everybody.
Perfect.
And then I shit on their faces.
That's the best way to start. What's going on, Rich?
Nothing, man. How you doing?
Oh, not bad. Busy.
You know? Yeah.
Busy. Work.
Babies. Work.
Babies, butts. Work, butts.
Watching dudes do this.
A lot of that, actually.
That's a shake weight, by the way.
Shake weight. What's going on? What's new?
Nothing, man. Just a lot of good wrestling this week.
Have you been watching?
I have been watching. Unfortunately, I did not get to see Best in the World, the Ring of Honor show.
Oh, you didn't see
it. But I caught the Cody match. Fantastic. Congrats to Cody Rhodes on becoming Ring of Honor champion.
Cody is Ring of... Yeah. It was an okay match. Not bad.
So Tex has taken it a little too far in the chat. So I think that dude is prime for something completely major, because this weekend is the New Japan show in Los Angeles or California.
Yeah. Long Beach.
Yeah. So the big thing I feel like that's up in the air is, as Ring of Honor champion, is Cody beating Okada, or is Okada winning the G1 and picking Kenny Omega as his opponent? Or is Cody winning the IWGP, losing it to Kenny Omega, separating from the Bullet Club? There's a lot of stuff going on. It's kind of interesting. For a promotion that is not based in the States, there's a lot of drama happening that we understand.
So I don't think Cody's going to win it. I highly doubt Cody will win the IWGP championship. I mean, if he does, it's a great way to kind of like stir everything up, you know? It's like, he was able to beat Okada, but Kenny Omega wasn't. It might create that storyline. But I personally want to see Omega win the title before anybody else. I mean, I feel like he as a fan, I would like to see that. As someone, if I'm going to do like fantasy booking, I think that's an interesting turn that Cody wins the title after, you know, Kata gets his ass handed to him over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And now he's been beaten down and he's finally able to win the title. And he says he did it all on his own and he doesn't realize that it was because Okada's been getting, you know, in these crazy battles.
It's a good point. Okada's the golden boy, right? In New Japan.
Okada is the golden boy, yeah.
Golden boy number two, Kenny Omega.
Okay.
Right?
Right now.
Yes, it would be a little disillusioning if Okada lost that title to anybody else but Omega. But then where do you go after that? That's a big thing. Because you've built this great program. You're going to have Okada Omega 3, which is going to be 7 stars. And then...
I don't know. You know, it's going to happen. I don't know how good of a match it's going to be. I actually want it to be a very short match. And I want it to be more of a surprise type match and not this, you know, 6-star match.
Ladder match.
I don't know. Well, it's a 30-minute match at G1. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They have a 30-minute time limit. They're going to wrestle, I think, 8-something. I posted in the Matman group when they're wrestling, but... It's interesting to me that they are going to have that match, and it'll most likely never live up to the match that they have, unless they go at like 100% from the beginning, you know, full pace, 30 minutes of just insanity. But then where do you go from there, you know?
It's going to be the finger poke of doom for 30 minutes between each of them.
But just finger poke,
cover, kick out, yeah. Stand up, finger poke, cover, kick out for 30 minutes straight. Yeah. I want to see something
Well, actually,
crazy.
No, Naito. Yeah. Naito's the number, actually, technically the number two guy.
Yeah.
Naito, Tanahashi. Well, they have a strong four of their guys, right? Tanahashi, Naito, yeah. Okada, Omega.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying in terms of position. I always mean in terms of like cred for the company. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like how, you know, Anderson was Gedo's boy, like before he lost him, you know?
Yeah.
Like in terms of that, where it's like, this is my guy right now. You know, Kenny Omega is firmly entrenched in New Japan, and he has been for years. And I consider him like, you know, it's Macho Man and Hogan, basically, in a weird way.
Macho and Hogan, okay, yeah.
Or like Rock and Austin.
Sure.
You know, or give me another one. John Cena, Randy Orton.
I don't want to see John Cena, Randy. I don't even want to think about it. Yeah. I want to talk about the G1, obviously. I want to talk about the show this Saturday. They have a show on the 1st.
Yeah.
From Jones Beach, Long Island. From Long Beach, California.
I don't want to see a wrestling show at Jones Beach.
You, who would be the headliner?
I don't know. Somebody from
Scott Steiner and Bill Goldberg.
Scott Steiner and Bill Goldberg. Oh boy. That you know what? One. That's kind of funny because didn't that happen at Citi Field a few years ago?
Yeah. Happened at Citi Field.
No.
RVD. And Goldberg came in and speared Scott Steiner.
Goldberg speared a bunch of people and left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they paid him for it. It's crazy. I do want to talk about a lot of stuff, obviously. We have a ton of stuff to talk about. Before we do, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsor. We could do this. Here we go. RX Bar. Rich, I'm done. I finished an entire case of these.
Really?
I eat these things every single day, and I talk about how I am getting back into shape. I was in phenomenal shape for the last 3 years, and a second kid came and threw me off my entire game. I have not really been working out. I've been eating terribly, and I actually started, you know, dropping weight, and I started hitting the gym again, and RX Bar is a major part of my daily protein intake.
Yeah.
This is a great thing. 3 eggs, 6 almonds, 4 cashews, 2 dates, and no BS. This thing is unbelievable. No soy, no dairy, no added sugars, no gluten. It fills you up, and it tastes unbelievable. They have a great promo for our audience. 25% off your first order at rxbar.com/Andrew when you use the promo code Andrew. This is very easy for me to talk about because I actually eat these every single day. Every morning, I eat these, and it's unbelievable. I want to thank RX Bar for supporting Matt Men. Let's go on and talk about Raw.
Yeah.
What did you think? It was not bad. I really, really enjoyed that Brock Lesnar and Samoa Joe. I did not see that happening.
I enjoyed most of Raw. I think they're doing a really good job of building towards SummerSlam. Screw Great Balls of Fire for now, because that's good. It's going to be a good card, right?
Yeah.
But I think the long con is SummerSlam. Joe surprising Brock Lesnar with the choke out.
Yeah, dude, he turned him fucking purple.
He would have turned purple regardless, but he turned it more purple. But the way he sold it with the eyes, you know, and this is, and again, we've talked about this before. Everybody, like, you know, you've heard these stories of Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar not wanting to work with anybody. Brock Lesnar doing his own thing. And if you put those stories together and if they're true, it's kind of cool how he's doing this much effort with Samoa Joe, you know, because it's like, it's a very meaty, literally and metaphorically, it's a very meaty feud that these guys have. I hope it's not a one and done, and I think they're doing a good job of that because let's face it. What are the odds of Joe winning?
You know, somewhat high.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
To keep the title on TV,
so
I would
say. The
plan
has changed for SummerSlam. It's not going to be Braun and Brock. So it's going to be either Joe and Brock again, or Brock and Lesnar, or Joe and
Brock and Lesnar.
Brock and Lesnar.
Splitting into two?
Yeah, two people. Joe and Brock, or Brock and Roman, or Joe and Roman. So it's up in the air. Only thing we know that we are not getting.
Yeah.
We're not going to get the Braun and Lesnar match at SummerSlam.
I'm okay with that.
The other thing to look at would be, where does Cena go? You know, this free agent thing is done for a purpose, right?
Yeah.
So are we going to get off of the gender, you know, beating gender for the 17th time? Or are they going to do a universal title run and count that as 17 to kind of make, because has anybody held a title that has held, oh, Brock has held the WWE title.
Yeah.
So does a universal title count under that umbrella if I'm anytime world champion?
I think so.
Because you're not a world champion, you're a universal champion.
Technically. But right? It's still a world title.
I don't know, is it?
It's bigger than a world title.
It's bigger than a world title, technically.
The universe.
So weird. You think they're going to smoosh the belts together because of Cena?
What would you do?
Cena beats Jinder, then goes to Raw. And he
unifies the title. I mean, you know, I think that's going to happen further down the line. I think in order to unify the titles, I would like a tournament again.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, I would like that. I would like a unification, you know, three-way or four-way.
The fact that John Cena exists is ridiculous. Like, I love it. It's everything that you wanted. I think John Cena is everything that Vince wanted out of Hogan, like, long-term.
Yeah.
If you think about it, right?
Yeah. Like, if you think about it.
Never left for money.
Never left for money. Longevity-wise, he was there longer than Hogan was.
Merch sales.
Merch is still number one.
More titles.
Way more.
You could put him on any show, and he'll still be the number one guy on that show.
I think it's amazing that he's grown.
He's an institution, like, at this point.
He really became, a couple years ago, it was so much crapping on Cena. Nobody wanted to see him in a match. And now you're like, I kind of want to see Cena in a program.
Well, it was,
I kind of want to see him in a program.
I think it was that U.S.
title thing, yeah.
You know, and just like the amazing matches.
The fact that he also put everybody over.
Yeah.
You know? He really put AJ over.
This is the big plan, because he put all those guys, Kevin Owens, AJ,
yeah,
put all those dudes over, right?
Yeah.
Now, when he comes back, it's classic burying Cena will return.
Oh, yeah. Just bury everybody.
He's had enough. He's got the American Grit show. Got his own TV show.
I really want to see him and Jinder. I really want to see that.
Yeah. That's something I want to see. Just like clobber each other.
Yeah.
You know, big dudes just going at it. Big.
Let's see. Okay, what else happened on Raw? I just want to go down before I forget.
Enzo and Cass's fake reunion.
Oh, so the fake reunion. You know what that was, right? I'm telling you right now. I know exactly. They did that DX reunion.
Right.
When Hunter and Sean came out and did that DX reunion, and Hunter turned on Sean. That's exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It really, I thought it was so awkward, that whole segment. You know, it was good that they kind of teased it and they kind of extended past, you know, the ring, and he beat him up on the ramp. But are we going to see that match? Is that the match of SummerSlam? Enzo versus Cass?
I think it's going to be at Great Balls of Fire.
Is it?
Yeah. I think you're going to get Enzo Cass at Great Balls of Fire. Enzo takes a severe beating, like a big beating.
And then Big Show is his...
Big Show Cass at SummerSlam.
Big Show Cass.
Because that's a good big man match right there.
That is a good big man match.
Yeah. Again, Vince's effing wet dream.
It's happening.
It's really happening.
Big men are back.
That's kind of funny, too. And I know we mention this every week, but if you think about how funny that is, where we're all so pleased with who they have on the roster and the matches that are coming out of these guys. You know, we have like AJ, the Bullet Club, Nakamura.
Yeah.
All these dudes putting on amazing matches. But, you know, Vince is kind of doing it like a sleight of hand thing, where it's like, well, you guys are watching all this cool stuff.
Yeah.
Check out these big boys, you know.
I'm curious as to what this main event of SummerSlam is now.
It's got to be Brock Lesnar at some capacity.
Yeah, does he have the title?
I mean,
Joe would be a very good person to put this title on.
I agree.
Because he could continue a feud with everybody.
Yeah.
You want a guy that could kind of work with everybody and believe, like, if Roman wins this title, is the interest in Roman chasing, or is the interest in someone chasing Roman?
I think at the root of that is Roman just a heel at this point?
He's just a guy. He's just a guy. Some people like him, some people don't, just like in real life.
Boy. All right. I think I want, there's no heels in wrestling. There's no heels and faces, technically, you know? But
I don't like that.
I don't like that
either. You know, everything is, I don't, I kind of want someone to just be a vile person. Like, let's talk about the Miz's segment.
Okay.
What the hell was that? That was terrible. It was a train wreck, and it was very entertaining to watch.
Yeah. I looked at the tweet. Because we were both tweeting at the same time, and then you tweeted out, "What the F is this?"
Yeah, because I just turned it on and I saw. First of all, I'm not familiar with who that guy is.
He all right. Not the kid, not the little kid. He's their dad, right?
The little shit.
Not him. Okay. Lonzo, the other son.
Yeah.
He just got signed to the Lakers.
He was a college basketball player. Very good player.
The thing apparently with the dad, LeVar Bell, is he championed his son since day one, basically saying all kinds of nonsense.
From
like,
day one that his kid's going to be the greatest.
Basically, like, he's going to be the greatest basketball player. Screw Michael Jordan. Screw like all these other people. This is the greatest. He's taking the Lakers to the championships again. Blah 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 blah. So it, in a weird way, he became like kind of a personality.
He put a lot of heat on his kid,
right? And he has got his own clothing company, and all his kids are like all-star athletes. And he was an athlete too, you know.
So he was funny because he pretty much says that his younger kid is not a good basketball player, and the other one is like the star.
Yeah.
Like the whatever his name. What are their names?
LeVar Bell's the dad.
Okay.
Lonzo, LaMelo, and then there's another kid.
LaMelo.
Yeah, LaMelo.
What a shitty name.
But
a terrible name.
But he dropped the N-bomb when Dean Ambrose came out.
Yeah, he did.
And my buddy was like, "Holy shit." He was texting me. He's like, "Did you hear that?"
You know what's really funny? I heard it. I had no idea what he said.
I thought it was Michael Cole for a second. And like,
I didn't know it was inaudible to me, and I had to listen to it 15 times to understand what he actually said.
Yeah,
I had no idea what words he used.
WWE got in front of it the next day, though, saying we do not condone this.
Yeah, thanks.
But the next day on SmackDown,
they did the Booker T thing.
The New Day hit him with the
"Come for You,"
right?
Yeah,
which, like I said before, would have been the best Hogan return segment if he was like, "No, brother, we don't use language like that anymore." Yeah. Hogan used to use that. but so crazy, man.
Vince was losing his mind backstage.
I'm sure.
He actually had no idea what was said.
Yeah.
Someone had to say it to him.
Didn't he say that on an episode of Raw to R-Truth?
No, to Cena.
Because he was doing that weird gangster
thing. When he was ECW champion.
ECW champion with
the
do-rag.
Yeah.
I don't know if people remember that, you know?
He said it, and Booker T did the "tell me I didn't just hear that."
Right.
He didn't just say that.
Yeah. So,
but it's not the same thing. It's a very different... Yeah, listen. It's
15 years later.
Can you imagine if Vince did that segment now?
Oh, man.
The outcry we would see.
Yeah.
You can't even make a food joke these days.
But you know what's funny? It's the times. Times always change, and they're changing more rapidly now.
I hate it.
Because we're turning into old men.
I just want to be insulted all day.
We're old men now. I want to. I miss lascivious television in a certain regard that. But again, like, times are changing so rapidly because of social media and like all this stuff. And you got to make sure everybody's feelings are accounted for, which is fine. But it's funny because like the billionaire head of this company has all this stuff legitimately on tape. You can go back on the network and see exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know? Would he get away with that now? Probably not. He found a 2-day window where he kind of got away with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it was in the early 2000s.
Yeah, it was acceptable for a short period of time. Eminem was a big star.
And here's another thing, and we've talked about this too, is that original Goldust, like, creep the hell out of everybody.
Everyone.
And it made for television, because kayfabe was still alive, and it made for, like, that kind of raunchy, weird late 90s television.
Mm-hmm.
And people grossed out, genuinely grossed out by Goldust, you know? He offended the macho aspect of guys in that in that period of time, you know? Like, real men, et cetera. It's a quote-unquote real men, whatever. The fact that he's bringing that character back now, and it's kind of like, it's very twisted.
It is very twisted. It's so that was an interesting segment. He has his own camera guy now, decked in gold, but a gold camera.
Yeah.
He comes out and he beats up R-Truth, and the match never happens.
Right.
So they'll continue that feud.
Great Balls of Fire.
Where's his wig? Can he just have that wig back?
I want the wig. I like
that. Can someone start a protest.org, whatever the hell that thing is, to bring back his wig?
Is it protest.org?
I don't know what it is. Change.org, that nothing works. It's not real. It's just to make people feel like they're contributing some nonsense.
Years ago, when I worked,
it had 14,000 signatures. How come Roman Reigns hasn't been fired?
That was Braun Strowman, I think.
That was Braun, yeah.
Years ago,
he started.
When I was working at the comic store, this is like well over 10 years ago, some dude came in with one of those, like, because they took Spider-Man out of the Macy's parade.
And he wanted it back.
And he started this petition. And I think I remember he came into the store.
42 people.
Yeah. It's like, how many people did you get? He's like 12.
I got 12. He's just randomly asking people, chasing them down with a clipboard.
I think, but again, with the Goldust character, do you make him like a touchy, androgynous guy again?
I think, I don't think he has to go that far with it, but I think if you just, if you just make it a little uncomfortable, you know, and I could see the spot, he's going to try to do it to R-Truth, and R-Truth's going to get behind him and rub up on him. And
they're
then he's going to freak out.
Do it to each other.
They're just going to rub up on each other. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. When you go back, I remember when I was younger and I would watch that Goldust stuff. You know, I was a kid. It made me uncomfortable. I was like, oh, what's this guy doing? You know?
You were curious, though. You're like, what is this?
But as an adult, you watch that stuff and you laugh hysterically at it because it was, think about it, man. That Goldust character was one of the biggest works in wrestling history because he got so much heat just by sensuously touching another man on television.
It worked.
It worked great time.
The 69 pin, the hissing, touching himself. I mean, it's so bizarre.
Goldust in Japan is even, like, to the next level.
What Goldust?
If you
in
ever
Japan?
See him wrestle in Japan.
Oh,
like,
he did wrestle in Japan.
I think he wrestled either for, I want to say he wrestled for All Japan.
When was this?
This was in
Muda and Goldustin. It was Goldustin.
Yeah, it was Goldustin. I
with
think
Hakushi.
He tagged with Hakushi.
Yeah.
There's a few more matches with Goldust too, but he took that to the touching stuff to the umpteenth level.
It was Muda
and Tajiri sold it like a champ.
It was Muda and Tajiri versus Hakushi and Goldustin.
I think at one point Hakushi runs away from Goldust, grabbing his butthole because he didn't want it to get penetrated.
I'm watching this. You know what I always like? How Goldust used to bounce off the ropes.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? Like, everybody has a very different, like, from that era especially, everybody bumps a little differently.
Yeah.
Now everybody runs the ropes the same, but Goldust would do that thing where he would lean to the side and jump forward.
Yeah.
And you would see, like, the big guys do that. Bossman used to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Running the ropes. It was interesting to see how different it was.
Austin's still my favorite.
Austin running?
Yeah.
Yeah, Austin running. Yeah.
Because he hit those ropes
so hard.
Like a friggin' freight train.
Yeah.
All right. So what else on Raw was good? The ladies match was excellent. People thought Nia Jax was going to take it.
I thought that was very good.
The rumor is that Bayley is slowly getting minimized on Raw.
Yeah. So she said something on the Awesome podcast. Did you hear about that?
No.
How she doesn't really understand what's going on. And she kind of blamed the fans.
What?
She's like, well, you know, the fans, it's really unpredictable. No, what they did was they crapped on you. They ruined. I couldn't believe that they were going to ruin her. Like, I really, we were talking about this for a while.
Yes.
Like, can they ruin Bayley on the main roster?
Well, you honestly, like, you did kind of call it months and months and months ago.
I just
and they almost
happening.
Did exactly what you were saying.
With what?
With just like how Bayley's kind of like not going to be the biggest thing that they thought it was going
to
be.
No, but it's self sabotage, and that's what that company. They tend to do that. I think when they overthink things, that's when it happens.
Yeah.
In NXT, remember, it's a very specific way that they book. It's only a handful of people that are involved in the writing. It's Hunter and whoever else at the time, you know? So it's very easy. And then they film 4 weeks in.
Right.
They film 1 month. So you can't screw Bayley up week one to week four.
Right.
Right?
It's tape television.
It's tape television. And their goal is to get to 3 months from this point, right? The next NXT takeover, which is at quarterly. You got to get 3 months. So you're only there three times,
right?
Technically, taping. It's very hard to screw something up in 3 weeks,
right?
Technically, you know, or three tapings. When on Raw, every week, the plans change.
Immediately.
So when she went, they might have waited a little too long to bring her, in my opinion. I think they brought her when she had cooled down a little bit in NXT. They brought her in, cooled down. She still got that pop. They put that title on her too quickly, and they had her lose a bunch of times.
Yeah,
she should have not gone anywhere near that title and just became an attraction. And here comes Bayley, and she does, you know, her stuff, and that's it. You keep her cool. You don't have her lose, and then she finally challenges for the title. I feel like with the women, they just threw everybody in. They're like, all right, everybody gets the title now.
Yeah, I think, but you know, that's. Because you already have, like, if you want
to
build...
Sasha,
like,
look what they did to Sasha.
Yeah.
She's cooled down.
She's getting that back again, though.
But she's cooled down tremendously. Yeah. Sasha cooled down. She cooled down. Really, Charlotte is the only one that they've really... But going to SmackDown, they turned her face.
Alexa, too. Alexa's, like, still pretty hot with that title.
Alexa's great because she's a very good talker, but not a great wrestler.
I I find that whole situation interesting because, like, you know, if you want to put eyes on it, like, you know, the matches are closing out shows, but they're trying to build that pedigree of the Raw Women's Championship, and the same thing with the SmackDown Women's Championship, yeah, where it's like, okay, so we've had it on Bayley, we've had it on Sasha, we've had it on Charlotte, where we have it on Alexis. She's the first two-time champ, right, for both brands?
Alexa Bliss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And who else do you have? You have Mickie James, Nia Jax, Emma, Dana Brooke, right? Who have never, Emma and Dana Brooke have not held the title yet. Mickie James is a veteran. I doubt she'll get that Raw title.
Who?
Mickie James.
No, she won't get it.
Right. Yeah. You know, so the other, you have Nia Jax, who's going to get that title eventually.
Nia will get it. Yeah. She'll be their monster. She'll be their big guy, yeah, you know, technically.
If they make Nia the monster,
yeah,
that works a very... All right, so the program, I think, is going to happen. Nia takes the belt. Everybody's challenging her. Everybody's challenging her. Nobody could beat her.
Okay.
Asuka gets called up. Asuka's the one to take the title. Yeah. Nobody could beat Asuka. I think that's going to be the story going forward. Eventually, within the next year, you know, because it worked on NXT.
But a lot of things work in NXT, yeah, and it doesn't work on the main roster. I mean, it's shocking how that happens. I'm curious to see what they do with that, because Bayley's really cooled down. I'm curious to see what they say continuing in part two of that Steve Austin interview. Yeah. It might be an angle. I think, God, I hope they're not, but it looks like they're going to turn her heel.
Yeah. I don't want to see Bayley as heel.
I don't, I'm telling you.
Only if she comes out as Hollywood Bayley.
Hollywood Bayley would be great. Black and white.
All
everything.
black and white.
Black, the fray, whatever the hell. Fringes. The fringes, yeah. Yeah. That'd be nice. SmackDown. Talk about that.
SmackDown was very solid.
Yeah, it was not bad.
It was very good. The show goes by so quick, I cannot get enough of anybody on that
roster. It goes by so quick that the Usos won during a commercial break.
Yes.
They literally came back from commercial, and it was the big splash off the top. And so I was looking like this, and I had taken a little pot gummy at that point. Did they do the double box for that?
I was making dinner at that time.
Okay. Someone tell me. I think they did the double box, and I think the purpose of it was that they want to keep you to watch the commercials.
Okay.
Which kind of makes sense, but why do the finish as soon as you get back from break?
Yeah, I think that was bad timing on
that. Really bad timing. I don't think that was really intended to be the way that it was.
The ladder match was great.
A very good ladder match.
Yeah, Tamina, man, she's taking all those hard bumps.
Yeah, better than the first one, better than the pay-per-view, I'll tell you.
You know, if they did, I would love, if they did a tag belt for the women, I would love to see it.
You know what, I think if they did a tag belt with originally, they really should have just kept one women's title and one world title.
Okay, to bounce between the shows.
And bounce between the shows.
Right.
If they did that, I think the argument for a tag title would make sense. I think the champions technically should be defending their titles on all the brands.
I agree.
I really, really feel that if you are a champion, you have to defend your title on both brands. Mm-hmm. If you did that, then I would see a women's title.
Right.
A tag title.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it makes sense. It's too many belts. And
too many belts.
Many belts.
There's a lot of belts.
IC title, United States title, world title, universal title, women's title, women's title, tag title, tag title, cruiserweight title, UK title. They have 10 freaking titles.
If they injected a women's tag title, I want to see Nia and Tamina be a team.
Nia and Tamina be a team.
Most unstoppable women's tag team.
They're like, what was it? Akeem and...
The Masters
and
of Pain?
Not the Masters of Pain. No, that's Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
SmackDown was good.
I was going to call them the 9-11s. That's really the first thing that was going to come out of my mouth.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that would not have been good.
Sami Zayn interrupted Mike Kanellis and Maria. That was great.
Yeah, that was very good.
I guess that's the feud. You could put Sami with anybody.
I'm really glad that Maryse was back this week.
Yes.
I almost had nightmares that she was going to get cut out.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Punjabi prison match, we both called that. Like, as soon as they put the title on Jinder, we were like, Punjabi prison match. Gonna happen.
So what is this? I'm really curious about this.
Mm-hmm.
The first Punjabi prison match was supposed to be Undertaker and him, right? And Kali.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. Undertaker was hurt. Do you remember how that played out?
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot what it was.
Can't remember what it was. Yeah,
anyway, this is the third one, I think.
Is this the third one?
I think this is the third one. Maybe the third or fourth one.
I mean, they really don't get too many opportunities to have a Punjabi prison match.
Yeah, but
aren't too many opportunities to have this match. So when you have that opportunity, yeah, I think Batista took Taker's spot in this match. Yeah. In that match.
But didn't they do one with like Batista and Randy Orton?
No. Why would they do that?
I think they had one with a non-Indian guy in it.
I really hope that's true.
You know,
I think that would be hysterical.
Guys, am I right about this? I feel like they did two Punjabi prison matches, one with Kali and then one with somebody who was not Kali.
I feel like they could spray paint the sticks and just call it, like, if it's like a guy from Singapore, it could be like a Singapore bamboo match.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Kali got removed from the day for the hip C scare.
Yeah. So he had a hip C scare. Okay.
It was Batista and Mark Henry.
Oh, yeah.
What a bizarre thing in a Punjabi prison match.
But, you know, Batista was always this close to getting strapped with an Indian gimmick.
I really hope they would have, yeah.
I'm very excited about this. Like, you know, Jinder, we love Jinder. It's funny because, like, Jinder, again, he's one of those characters that is doing what he's out there to do. People hate him.
They hate him, but they don't know why.
Right.
I mean, he's a great heel. That's why you don't like him. He's so good.
I don't even think it's a racial issue.
I don't even want to see him in a match. I just want to stare at him. I just want to stare at him. Like, he's representing... You know, they say, like, the man makes the title, not the title. The title's making the man.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Like, that title has made him into... A world, like, he's walking around like a world champion, which I like. He wears the title, he comes out in the suit, he has like the whole thing going. And you want to see him lose.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, everybody that's saying they should have never put the title on him, what do you want to see happen? You want him to lose that title.
Right. And they're doing their job, regardless of what it is.
Guess what? That is how you get interested in a match.
Right.
Everybody liked Flair. Everybody hated Flair because he was a bad guy and you watched him to lose.
Right.
Everybody that loved Flair watched him to lose.
Right.
And when he didn't lose, you lost your freaking mind.
I think they did a very smart thing with Jinder, because the complaints that you see online are from wherever, forums. Is that forums?
Yeah, it's 1999.
Forums and social medias.
Yeah.
Is that... Why, it's again, it's not even a racial thing. It's like, why does he have the belt?
I think for a lot of people it is.
He's not a good worker. He's got no charisma. Why? He was a jobber. He's a jobber.
Yeah.
Again, that they're doing their job because they're making you so irate. And like you said, you want to see him lose. I personally want to see this guy keep that title. They're iron cheeking him big time.
Of course, you know? Of course.
And then how do you get Cena over? You have Cena beat Jinder Mahal.
Yeah,
America.
America. At the end of the day,
Cena is the embodiment.
At the end
of
the day, that's what it all comes to, right?
I guarantee you, at one point, Cena will start coming out to Real American.
And then he's gonna just do like the mullet.
He's just gonna
shave his head and slowly morph into Hogan every week.
Red cargo pants, red cargo shorts, yellow.
He was wearing the yellow boxers and the red boxes at one point.
It's foreshadowing.
I'm turning into Terry Bollea, brother.
SmackDown was very good. What else happened on SmackDown?
It's amazing how Vince recreated Hogan, huh?
Absolutely.
I mean, a way better, more charismatic. Cartoon of a human being.
And also,
they're both cartoons, which he was able to do.
Vince not only did that, but he also squeezed out another pretty good Hogan run at the end of Hogan's WWE career.
If you think about it, he made Hogan and he made Savage.
Yeah.
He really did.
He put him on the map. I wouldn't say he made Savage. I would say Hogan-mania, definitely.
No, but they kind of recreated that. They recreated with Punk.
Right, yeah.
Right? And remember, Punk's gone now. We had a big falling out. It's the same thing. It's very similar. It's
all cyclical.
I think it's that company. I think you just slowly morph into certain people.
It's true.
You take the roles. Like, people fill in roles.
Baron Corbin's going to be the Undertaker.
You know what? They could have done that if he wasn't a sufferer.
he's going to look incredibly gnarly when they make
hair shaming him now. People could accuse me of hair shaming. But I hair shame and then I help.
You hair shame everybody.
But right? I help people with hair loss.
True.
I guide them in the right direction.
But you give them a little poke in the ribs first.
I call them a Norwood. I determine where they fall on the Norwood scale.
What about the Norbert scale?
I want there to be a wrestler called the Norwoods, and it's just two bald guys.
But the Basham Brothers.
The Basham Brothers are the Norwoods, yeah. It'd be great.
Where do you see Baron Corbin cashing in?
Oh, that's a great question. Corbin Cena. Nice okay. program.
Okay.
I can see them doing a program. Not now. They can't blow it with that title being cashed in too early. Yeah. I think the fact that I hate that briefcase. I think it's so bad when you walk around with it, and it's totally, it just kills all the heat that you have, all that momentum when you have to lug that stupid briefcase around. Certain people were able to pull it off. You know who pulled it off the best? Edge. Edge was great with the briefcase.
Ambrose was good.
Ambrose?
For the one day he had it.
Yeah.
Rollins was actually excellent with the briefcase.
Rollins was very good with
the game of black briefcase.
Yeah.
This one's bright blue.
Yeah, this is not a beautiful briefcase. I think
should be a fanny pack.
Corbin could, it should be a fanny pack. Yeah.
Thanks,
Ayaz, brilliant. Ayaz. Yeah. It should be a fanny pack. They should just walk around with a fanny pack with gimmicks all inside. Just random stuff. Pills. You know, an homage to the glory days.
To the glory days of pro wrestling.
I love the 80s wrestling so much better. It was so much better. They were all drugged up. I love all the people that are crapping on Jinder for getting a beautiful body now.
Yeah.
With sad nipples. He does have sad nipples.
Him and Cesaro went to the same nipple college.
They did go to the same nipple college. It's that sad. It's that state college mentality.
GFQ viewer 21262 said, should be a dildo.
That's terrible.
As far as the money in the bank. God, I think that's a stare. That's the funniest thing I heard all morning.
Guys, if you're watching live on any of our websites, go to our website, gfqnetwork.com. Go to gfqlive.tv. You can join the chat room there. About 40 people in there today.
Shin, that's a great idea. Imagine if they did a Money in the Bank on Raw and Baron Corbin won that. Dude's got two briefcases. Can do the brief chair.
He's like the poor schleps running around to the train.
Yeah.
To the Long Island Railroad. I'm going to miss it. I got to get on the 514. It's an express.
Corbin, man, that dude's, I love Corbin. He's money. Big things in the future for this guy.
What's going on with Nakamura?
What's going on with Nakamura?
What are they doing with him?
I think they're keeping him for something major.
I mean, AJ's going for the U.S. title now, right?
Yeah.
Is that the feud?
I think so.
There are moments that I hope they don't mess things up. Like, I'm like, you know what? I can see them screwing this up. I can see them going a different direction with here. I just want them to do one thing for me and not screw up Nakamura and AJ.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I really want them to not be anywhere near each other. Okay. I don't want them to acknowledge each other. I don't want them talking. I don't want them in the ring together. I want to keep them far, far away. And then you get close to Rumble.
Yeah.
And that's when they start getting closer.
Sure.
That's how I would do it. That is a big money match.
It is a big money match. They can't waste that.
And it has to be for a title.
Apparently, one of the other rumors that has been circulating is Corbin versus Nakamura for the briefcase.
I think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah,
I would not go that way. I don't think that briefcase should be defended ever.
Yeah,
it's not something that you could defend. I hate it when they defend the Rumble spot.
Yeah,
and you know, like they do that every now and then. They'll be like, "Well, one-on-one match to become the number one. You won the freaking Royal Rumble. They did that a couple years ago. You won the freaking Royal Rumble. You're the number one contender. This is how it works.
It's called a rewrite, man.
I don't like rewrites. You have all freaking year to plan this. Why does it have to be rewritten?
Because you know, sometimes like when you're filming a movie,
John Cena Nakamura is a match I really, really want to see.
Everybody wants to see that.
I don't know why.
Nakamura versus everybody.
Everybody. Well, Roman Reigns.
Yes.
You want to see that?
Absolutely.
I don't really care for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
100%. Braun Strowman.
100%. Everybody. Even Kalisto.
Kalisto.
100%. Everybody. Titus O'Neil. Absolutely.
You're
going to see everybody get their faces
EC3.
Kicked in.
EC3.
Yes.
I want them to go to TNA.
Oh, boy.
I just want the world to lose their mind.
Yeah.
Impact. Their ratings are doing pretty well.
Didn't they absorb...
GWF?
Whatever.
Global GFW?
Uh-huh.
They absorb. And you know why? Jeff Jarrett, man, he has ownership now.
I'm old school,
of
baby.
Impact Wrestling. Yeah. Yeah, he got that ownership. He's back in the mix.
I can't believe
how Jeff Jarrett got his company back.
It's crazy
how he got it back. That should be a business class.
Oh, absolutely.
That was a slow burn. You want to talk about a slow angle? He lost his company.
Yeah,
he sold his company. Lost, you know, pretty much got pushed out. Mm-hmm. He sold his shares to TNA.
Yep.
To Dixie. Dixie bought all of his shares when they did that angle.
Yeah.
They end up selling to the Fight Network, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. And now he's back.
He's a smart guy.
Great carny promoter, man.
Old school promoter. Smart dude.
Very good.
People always wonder what these guys do with their money. And Jeff Jarrett's a good... Jeff Jarrett and a few other old school guys own businesses.
Jeff Jarrett always got a lot of crap, though. I don't know why. You know, if you ever looked at Jeff Jarrett, and I really want to take a moment to talk about this.
Yeah.
Jeff Jarrett is a great example of a thoroughbred. He was a very good wrestler. Very good sound wrestler. That just never could click.
Yeah.
You know, like, never. It never clicked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it. I don't know what it is about him. I think if Jeff Jarrett never was WCW champion and TNA champion for like 15 years, we would be having a very different discussion about Jeff Jarrett as how we perceive him as a wrestler.
I agree with that. 100%.
I think the discussion would be very different. It would be, you know, Jeff Jarrett could have been a great star.
It would have been limited. Limited discussion.
Limited
You almost forget that he was the leader of the NWO, like, part two or three.
Part two, and he held that WCW title a couple times.
Yeah.
Because Russo loved him.
Right.
That slap nuts thing was weird. I never understood. I saw a girl walking around with a slap nuts shirt the other day.
Really?
It was like a year ago. She was wearing the slap nuts t-shirt.
I was going to say, was it at Sapphire's and had nothing to do with wrestling?
Nothing to do with wrestling,
Her stage name was just slap nuts.
Slap nuts, yeah. That's what it was.
Listen. Garrett's a smart guy. He invested his money into like a ton of businesses, local businesses. That guy's like the mayor.
Oh, Scott Steiner too.
Scott Steiner too. Like all these old school dudes are smart enough to do that. You know.
Yeah.
I think Adam Rose has like a limo company.
Does he?
Yeah. I think like when you do that, you have the money rotating, and of course, this guy's going to make a couple of good business decisions. He's going to buy back TNA, absorb his failure of GFW. Right.
I'll tell you, the ratings are doing good.
Let's call a spade here. That GFW was nonsense. I think
they bought one set of tapes from a TV taping.
Yeah.
One TV taping.
And I think...
that nobody ever saw.
I think a couple of months ago, we looked at the roster online, and it was like all the dudes who were just in NJPW, Ring of Honor, and...
Yeah, it was all WWE, anybody, yeah.
They're like under contract with different companies now. Do you want to go through the card for the G1?
Yeah, this Sunday. Saturday.
Saturday. All right.
It's the G1, I guess, Road to G1?
It's called the G1 Special.
Okay.
The United G1 Special in the USA.
Okay.
Because the major thing about this is a tournament for the U.S. Championship.
Let me just say this. This is going to be live on Access TV. If you have Access TV, you can watch it live on Access TV. Also, thanks to Derek for giving me this little tip. The NJPW World app is now available on Fire TV. If you have a Fire Stick or a Fire TV, you can now watch the NJPW app. You can watch NJPW on your Fire TV, which is great. I love it. Very happy about it.
I think you shamed Derek into leaving the chat room.
He left. He's gone? He's Derek. Wimp.
Yeah. So the big thing about this tournament is you're getting two interesting things. You're getting the tournament for the United States Championship, right? For their United States Heavyweight Championship.
Their United States Heavyweight.
And then you're getting Cody versus Okada. It's a big card. So on the first night, it's two nights, I believe.
Okay.
On the first night, you're getting like a huge smush-up 10-man tag match between Bullet Club and Chaos. You're getting another 8-man tag with Dragon Lee, Jushin, Titan, Volador Jr., LIJ. And that's going to be fun. You know,
Page and Jay Lethal.
I love how New Japan puts everybody on a show.
Yeah, everybody. It's just, everybody. Everybody gets their payday.
Hangman, this is part of the tournament. Hangman Page versus Jay Lethal. That's going to be a good match.
Okay.
Juice Robinson versus Zack Sabre Jr.
Okay.
It's going to be good. There's another 8-man tag with Billy Gunn, Kushida, Jay White, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Dave Finley versus Tanaka, Komatsu, and Yoshitatsu.
Okay.
You're getting the IWGP tag match. Tag team title match for Tama Tonga and Tongaroa versus War Machine.
That should be a great match.
It's going to be a good match.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy that.
Naito versus Ishii.
Okay.
Part of the tournament. Omega versus Elgin, part of the tournament. That's one of those possible show stealers. Elgin versus Omega.
So this is, and then the main event is Okada versus Cody for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. I'm very curious about this match. Night 2 will not be live, from what I remember. It's okay. Going head-to-head with Impact Slammiversary, but I don't think it's live, right? I don't think Night 2 is live. Or is it?
July 2nd. Yeah, they're doing the first and then the second.
Oh, but, for the TV?
Yeah, I think so.
I know the taping, first and second. I know that the first is live. I don't know if the second, the Night 2 is live.
Should be. So, Night 2, Bucks versus Roppongi Vice for the junior tag belts.
Okay, I've seen them 1,000 times, and it's always good.
It's going to be good. Tanahashi versus Billy Gunn.
That is the match of the night for the IWGP IC title. Billy Gunn versus Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Billy Gunn's taking it.
Billy Gunn will be another an IC champion once again.
Billy Gunn will take that Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah. Why that match?
Have you seen how awesome Billy Gunn looks?
Oh, he looks unbelievable.
They're doing the gender with him.
Yeah, he looks great.
You know, they're going to put that belt on him.
And he's big, man. He's big. You don't realize how big he is until he wrestles these guys. Night 2 is live on New Japan World. Thank you.
Billy Gunn, like you were mentioning Jeff Jarrett. Like, remember if he didn't get the accolades and the titles. I feel like Billy Gunn is in that category of like, what could have been with Billy Gunn? Because they were grooming him to be the top dog.
Well, remember, the one Billy Gunn. Yeah. They were really pushing him, and it just, I think the problem was that he was feuding somewhat with The Rock.
Yeah.
Right? And, I mean, even if you're, like, this much less charismatic than The Rock, you get totally exposed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's so hard to go into a program when you're going, that's always been the problem with The Rock, you know? Like, if you're in a program with him and you're on your way up, it's really hard because he buries you in these promos.
Not on purpose.
You know, it's not coming out of a mean place or like, I want to keep that guy down. But that's just his promo style. And when you do it to The Undertaker, that's one thing. But when you do it to a guy like Billy Gunn and you start making fun of everything that he's ever done. Mm-hmm. And then you have a guy like Rikishi and you start making fun of everything about Rikishi. It kills the feud.
Yeah. But it's also Rock's A-game is so much higher than everybody else's A-game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love Billy Gunn. I've always been a big Billy Gunn fan. That guy won King of the Ring, you know, like he was hired as a big, handsome cowboy. Right.
That is true. Yeah.
And I think he was one of those Vince and Jim Ross projects.
And they reinvented until it worked.
And then, and I think it lost its luster with the whole Chuck and Billy thing.
Yeah.
Which was still funny.
It was still funny.
So you're getting you're having like the finals for the belt.
So you're going to get the winner of the Omega Okada, winner of the Omega and Elgin match will face the winner of the Jay Lethal Hangman Page match. Mm-hmm. The winner of the Juice Robinson, Zack Sabre Jr. match will face Naito or Ishii. And then the winners of both of those. Who do you see winning this?
The belt. I really think it's either going to be Kenny Omega or Michael Elgin.
I say Jay Lethal.
Okay, that makes sense. Sure.
Or no, you know what? Or Juice Robinson.
Okay.
Well, you got to also look at the main event. Has to be good. I would have said Elgin in the finals if Omega wasn't in. I don't think Omega winning this title is a good idea. I think it hurts the momentum to the IWGP world title, heavyweight title. I don't know how Omega cannot lose that first match with Elgin. And I don't see him losing to Jay Lethal or Hangman Page.
Okay.
I don't know.
But you know
I
what? New Japan doesn't follow that booking mentality.
They have a very different philosophy.
Yeah.
I see Jay Lethal winning it.
Okay. So Lethal,
because I think that what they want the title defended on Ring of Honor TV. So it has to be someone that's going to be on Ring of Honor TV, and I know that Omega's not going to be doing Ring of Honor TVs.
Elgin, man, I'm telling you, I think it's going to be either Elgin and Omega
or Juice
versus Naito. I think Naito is going to be in the finals, 100%, because of how he destroyed the Intercontinental belt. And I think one of the stories...
Destroy the U.S. title?
I think one of the stories going into it is they don't want him to destroy another belt.
Tanahashi fixed the belt.
Did he?
Yeah. He repaired it on his own. Did you see it?
No.
It's all over YouTube. All over Twitter. He repaired the title.
I saw he had the pieces.
Yeah, he had the pieces.
All
and he
scattered.
Repaired it. Yeah.
That's hysterical.
He painted the strap.
They couldn't just give him a new belt.
No. I wonder why. I wonder why they just won't give him a new one.
It's too expensive, man.
I don't know.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun show.
I'm excited for this.
Very much looking forward to that Cody Okada match.
What do you think of Cody as Ring of Honor champion?
I love it. I think it's amazing. I think
first time a Rhodes has had the title in 31 years.
I think he's gonna be. Hopefully, he stays healthy. I think he's basically recreating like his dad's world traveling tours. You know, and if he continues, man,
you know what's crazy? He's 31.
Yeah. And if he continues, I don't know if he's going to come back to the WWE. He doesn't need to at this point. Maybe one day after he gets the IWGP. You know,
look at it. Look at his family. Okay, Dusty Rhodes is his father. Goldust is his brother. Magnum TA is his godfather. Mm-hmm. Uncle Fred is his uncle.
Uncle Fred.
Here's Uncle Fred. Uncle Fred is his uncle, and Jerry Sags is his uncle.
Pretty crazy.
How is Sags his uncle?
It's like family friend.
Oh God, he looks like his name is Sags.
So I think Cody with the legacy versus Okada is going to be one for the ages. They both have the same tan.
Yeah.
And I think the skill set, man, like it's great. Like they're going to wrestle like a very main event style match. It's going to be really cool. I hope it goes long. You know, I don't want any interference in that match.
I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to go. It's probably go 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Who's calling? Do we know who's calling the show?
18 star match.
Chat room. Who's calling it? Is it going to be JR? No. I don't think
JR is under contract now.
But he's also, he has an Access TV contract.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
He calls in New Japan with an Access TV.
He's bouncing back and forth between NXT, because he's calling the Mae Young Classic tournament,
yeah.
Another thing, man,
Morrow got rehired.
To do NXT, solely NXT
when everybody
commentary.
Lost their minds about Morrow leaving and how terrible the company is, and we said, just wait and see. There's more to it. Don't worry, but we'll just wait and see. Ross and Barnett are calling it on Access. Cool. JR will be calling the G1 specials. That's great.
I'm down with that.
Very good.
It's interesting, too. I thought it was kind of weird how Triple H introduced Morrow as the bipolar rock and roller.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Which I'm like, you know what? For like, I guess, you know, unless like that has to be something Morrow had to approve.
Of course, yeah. I think they probably made jokes about it, and that's what he said.
But the interesting thing is that Morrow didn't say anything about his situation at all since he got fired, and it was like so much speculation that people took that speculation as writ, like, you know, like, oh, because of this and that, and what about this, and what about that, and he was just like, look, like, you know, I'm back. Who cares? Problem solved.
I think the good news is that he's down there, and he never has to deal with the production people.
I think
I kind of hinted at that the production was the problem. It wasn't so much JBL being a bully. It was he had a lot of issues with the production team.
I think
with Dunn and all of them.
As a fan, I personally feel like he couldn't deal with that Vince in the headset stuff.
That's most people. Yeah. And you know what? There's a reason why Michael Cole is there.
Yeah.
Because Michael Cole could deal with the Vince in your ear thing.
Yep. And he's been doing it.
And he's been doing it forever.
15 years old.
Yeah. Since he was 10 years old.
Since he had frosted tips. But Mick Foley is another one who just he was just like, I don't want to be on the announce team anymore.
Yeah.
You know, apparently it's a completely different Vince that's in the headset.
What, since when?
No. I'm saying like there's Vince and then there's like
Vince in the headset. Yeah.
You know, that could have been it. And especially if you're suffering from some kind of like diagnosis or whatever.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Difficult, especially if you're having, you know, a rough time and you have this man screaming at you.
Right. Exactly.
You know? People have bad days, and Morrow has more bad days than a lot of other people.
Stop it.
And Vince is just yelling at you for saying, you know, hachi machi or something stupid. Say hachi machi. And you're like, no, I don't want to say it, Vince.
It's a good critic reference.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I hear in my headphones all day long.
Hachi machi.
Hachi machi.
That's at Sapphire's, right?
At Sapphire, yeah.
Is there a girl named Hachi Machi?
I do play-by-play. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hachi machi. Filipina.
You do play-by-play
of the lap dances? Of the lap dances, yeah. And we got Hachi Machi to the stage, followed by Ebony.
Ooh. Dancing to Lil Yachty.
I have not been in the club when it's been active in a while.
Yeah, you should go in there.
It's weird. It's just...
You should get a lot
I've seen the curtain's been pulled back for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's
it's
always
over.
Rough. How many little bags of potato chips are eaten backstage?
Tons.
Yeah.
Just all over. I don't know. I'm excited for this. I'm excited for this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here.
Yeah. I'm very, very excited for the show. Let's see what else is happening this week.
That, man, the week's over.
The week is over. Yeah.
It's done.
The week is done.
Yeah.
Trina says, I want to take Zarian to a strip club. I can take you to a strip club because I work for one. Guys, if you have any questions, send them my way.
Zarian's going to take Rich to a strip club.
Yeah. Zarian's going to take everybody. All my babies.
Yeah, baby.
They're all my babies. Guys, if you have any questions, let's do like a little quick question rapid fire thing at the end of the show. We said we were going to do, so I'm going to give you guys about 30 seconds to send me questions, and we will do our best to answer with all the speculation happening this week. So Malone says, why would Vince even want to do that? Micromanaging stuff like that doesn't improve anything. It's the culture of that company. They micromanage everything. The wording, the lingo, everything.
He's at the point where he still maintains that. It's not like Ted Turner and his money, where Ted Turner said, here's a bunch of money, go do whatever you gotta do. This is a guy who's like, I built my life on this, and my children's life and their children's lives are on this. I will definitely be in somebody's headset yelling at them to say Hachimachi.
Yeah. Yeah, Hachimachi. Question. Mia Yam is in the Mae Young Classic.
Yim.
You got connections, Arian. Help me out. Oh, are you interested in Mia Yam?
Shin's trying to get some of that
Mia Yam. Some of that yam. Sorry, can't help you there.
Can you not say yim?
Yam? Yim. Yim. Yim, not yam. Mia Yam. You know what? I want her gimmick to be Mia Yam, and she just cooks with sweet potatoes.
She hits everybody with potatoes?
With sweet potato, yeah. Mia Yam.
Give us questions. Give us yam-related questions.
Yeah. Mia Yim is with Eddie Kingston.
Kofi Kingston's brother.
Yeah, Kofi Kingston's brother. Why has Jeremy Borash never worked for WWE? I don't know why Borash has never worked. I think because Borash does a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
Borash is a smart guy.
He's a very smart guy.
Yeah, he does a lot of other stuff. What do you think of Lita calling it with JR? I don't know how I feel about that. Lita's not that great on commentary, but she was very good on Sunday Night Heat.
Yep. Yeah.
I really enjoyed her on Sunday Night Heat.
She's good on the pre-shows. Whenever they do the pre-shows, they have her as like the special guest.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fun, man, because they have a history together.
They do. They have a history together.
And they're going to hold hands the whole time.
Yeah. Like, I hope so.
Just like under the table.
I hope so. Under the table. All right, guys. That's it for this week. We're going to wrap it up. Go to our website, gfknetwork.com. Subscribe to the podcast. We're everywhere podcasts are available. If you like technology, stay tuned. Stevie Richards and I will be doing a tech podcast in about an hour and a half. Bizarre universe that we all live in. When Stevie Richards does a tech show and I do a wrestling show. Go to our website, gfknetwork.com. You can follow me on Twitter, at Andrew Zarian. You can follow Rich, BTC Rich. And, of course, the Madman Podcast is on Twitter. We'll see you all next week. Take care. Trina, when you come to New York, I'll take you.
Yeah. That gonna be fun. It's expensive. We're gonna go in there with Monopoly money and just throw it at women's faces.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Can we act like the FBI?
No, because that's been a problem.
No. I meant like these guys.
Oh, like that? This FBI. Oh, yeah, of course. You can do that.
I'll be Tracy's mothers.
Yeah.
You be little Guido.
I want to be Big Guido.
And Trina could be, what's his name?
Big Sal Graziano?
Yeah.
Big Sal. Perfect. Oh, God. I got to do so many shows today.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm really, really tired. Yeah. Who's Deacon going to be? No one. JT Smith. Yeah, he's JT Smith. He'd love to be JT Smith.
Deacon's not. He doesn't even know what's going on. He's going to come out as super crazy.
Super crazy.
I'd like to see Deacon in a super crazy outfit.
I would love that, too. Who wouldn't?
He's coming out as Masato Tanaka.
Is Masato Tanaka still wrestling?
I don't know.
I'm hungry, too.
Yeah. Later.
Bye. All right, guys. We'll see you all.
Goodbye. Time.